Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, as we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we've been doing it for over a decade, bringing you the biggest names from the smallest schools, guys that make an impact on the next level that we call the NFL. And we have a great guest, one of the top linemen from Alcorn State, Timothy Gardner, joining us here tonight. Timothy, man, we appreciate you taking some time. We're kind of right around that point of the year, Timothy, where you're getting prepared for the NFL draft and your teammates probably are going to be getting ready for spring football in the not-too-distant future. What's that like, knowing that you're doing your thing and they're getting ready to do their thing?
It's just, you know, part of the process. You have to adapt and learn that, you know, as you mature, you know, things in life go different ways. And, you know, we've always trained for football in the spring. Same thing, you know, going into the professional league, trying to get my body ready for pro day right now. So it's going well.
What's pro day for you?
Pro day for me is March 31st and March 29th. It's going to be at Alcorn
nice.
State.
You got two.
Yeah, and I got a Mississippi State also.
Awesome. Great for you, man. That's fantastic to have two opportunities to showcase the skills. Obviously, you're a talented kid. Growing up, I mean, did you always have the size and did you always have that athleticism?
Yes, sir. For the most part, I did. I played basketball growing up. Did a lot of track and field. Always a, you know, outdoors type of boy. So, you know, I always kept myself in some extracurricular activities after school. So it paid off.
I got to ask that. Hell, it definitely paid off. Basketball background, man. You know, say you're 14 years old. I mean, who did you want to emulate on the basketball court? Who'd you want to be?
I wanted to be like Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, Kobe Bean, all day.
Yeah, the Black Mamba, that's man. Me. Don't get much better than Kobe,
yeah.
Man. That killer instinct he had.
And the work mentality also, you cannot forget about that. That's one thing he left for the game.
Nice. Nice. That's your great point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's take this through. So, I mean, you start off at Ohio State, kind of get derailed there, stop in Indiana. And then you end up at Alcorn State. It was kind of weird because we had a guest on earlier. He started out at UVA, Virginia, and then he had a JUCO route, and then he ended up at Penn State. So it's kind of crazy that I get two guys that, you know, between you and our other guests, you know, six different schools. But at the end of the day, you're here. You're on your way to pro days and bigger and better things. But, I mean, what was it like, the peaks and valleys of, you know, your college, you know, career? And when we spoke to our guest previously, he said, you know, after he left, you know, UVA, he said he had a lot of doubters. Did you kind of share that same thing? And then he kind of said he had his chip on his shoulder just to kind of prove everybody wrong that he was going to end this thing on the right note.
You know, going into it, you know, whatever school you pick out of high school, you want to be in the best position you can to get yourself on that platform. I mean, you know, if I could go back, you know, just for myself, if I just could, like I said, knowledge is power. And if I could, if I had known the things I know right now, I know that things would have been a lot different. But nonetheless, you know, time stops for no man. We can't go in the past to fix anything. We only can correct what we do for the future, you know. And it's
right.
And it's a humbling experience. You know, I know you're always going to have doubters. Always going to have that voice. But, you know, as I think it's our job, you know, for example, for myself as professional athletes, or as even, you know, I'm a psychology major at Alcorn, I see mentally, you know, that's key to develop your, if you can develop yourself in a way and have a work ethic that's superior, or at that of, for example, Kobe Bryant. And I believe you can succeed in any aspect of life, you know.
Definitely, definitely, man. Once again, Timothy Gardner, Alcorn State standout offensive lineman, joining us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you always know it's free and available Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. You simply type in his name. It will appear, and they'll be featured in his draft bio page at College or Pro. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards the draft. And as he just shared earlier in the show, the 29th and 30th, Alcorn State in Mississippi, great pro days opportunities, and the more eyes you can have in front of you kind of doing your thing is the best opportunity you can get. Let's get into the nooks and crannies of why scouts are going to love you. I mean, I ask this of all our guests. I mean, if we threw you in the film room, scouts are breaking down the tape, Timothy, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those home run qualities to that position where they're going to have you?
I believe one of my strengths is they're going to see the quick footwork. They're going to see, you know, explosiveness first off. And third, they're probably going to see the speed. They're going to notice how quick I get to the second level. And I employ a lot of cut techniques in my game. You know, on the backside, they're going to see that also. And I just, you know, they see the heart. They're going to see a hardworking guy that likes to get after it every play through the whistle.
It's my favorite position. My favorite position to watch. When I'm up in the box, I got the binoculars out. I just love watching you. It could be defensive or offensive line, but it just usually the offensive guys are a little bit nastier. You guys get that last block. I love a nasty offensive lineman that kind of plays to the whistle. And we pass this off to all the guys we know at the next level because they might want to hear from you, find out a little bit more about you if they like. What won't they see on film? What are some of those home run qualities as a person that they're not going to see? And it could be maybe team leadership, film junkie, weight room warriors. What are some of those traits that they're not going to be able to pick up on tape that they need to know about?
First, I'd probably say my work ethic. And anything I like to do, I like to set myself apart. You know, just first off, I like to show somebody that he will work hard. And second off, you can trust me. As a leader, I've been a captain, you know, for Alcorn State. I've volunteered in school. I've done numerous, you know, things outside of football. But you know, just shedding light on some of that, sometimes you never really know who somebody is. First impressions are everything, but you never can know a person can be only what they've done and how they're portrayed. So I want to say that I want myself to be portrayed in a great light. You know that you're getting a fine-tuned product on that field. A very edge competitor, hard edge competitor.
Love it, man. Love it. And for you, I see a lot of different variables. So when we get you guys on the show, I got to ask because I want to know what the height weight is so we can put it on the bio. What is your current height weight now? Height weight.
I'm 6'5 and a half, and my weight is at 313.
Damn, that's great size. Is that right where you played around, or did you add some weight since you've been training for pro day and stuff, or did you actually get slimmer?
I've actually added a lot of muscle mass and took away about 6% of my body fat so far. I was coming in here around 300 pounds, so I've added 13 pounds. I'm up here training with Exos.
Oh, Exos does a great job. Oh, yes, sir. Exos, they're going to do it. Let me ask you this one now. After you got down to Exos, did Timothy Gardner start taking off his shirt a little bit more, seeing that mass and that 6% body fat?
Of course. You know, as a big guy, we had to get, you know, I had abs when I was younger, but, you know, right now, you know, as old lineman, like, we dream of having abs. Like that's definitely a goal still on my list, and I'm definitely getting close to it.
That's excellent stuff, man. And for you, I mean, this is kind of a cliche question, but I think it's unique to position because, you know, we can get so caught up in skilled guys. You know, this guy looks like Antonio Brown, or this guy runs like Walter Payton. But I mean, when you get to that interior, you know, of offense and defense, especially I think the O-line, I mean, do you get comparisons or is anybody at that next level that you love to watch and kind of adapt their game to your game?
I personally, I watch a lot of film, and one person, well, one unit in particular, I love the Dallas Cowboys and the way they do it. Tyron Smith, his passes, through his footwork, through his, you know, I know a lot of guys, and I watch a lot of film on Tyron and those guys down there in Dallas, and I know they got something great going. It's amazing, guys. So.
Nice, man. And yeah, we'll definitely have to give that a shout out to the Dallas Scouts. Hopefully, they'll be in attendance for those two pro days and let them know how much you admire the work they've done to put that O line together, and you could be a part of it.
Yeah.
They do need a little O line help. I mean, they said everybody always needs help. So you're wrapping up your college career, and I was trying to read up about you, find out a little bit more about you, so you know we'd have a little background and some stuff to talk about, but. And I'm not sure, but it seems like Ryan Stanchek has probably been a little bit of an instrumental, piece to you kind of becoming the guy that we're talking to today. Is that a fair thing to say?
First, I just want to say that's my mentor, that's my coach, great man, actually. You know, selfless guy, first off. You know, he's really a team guy, you know. He really, more than anything, you know, takes his time with things, and he's knowledgeable. He's not just one of them guys in your ear telling you got to do this, that, and this, and then, you know, not putting the right, you know, effort of time as a coach should to reach out to his players. But he's definitely a phenomenal person in my life. Great guy.
Definitely. Great stuff, man. Awesome, man. Hey. I'm glad we were able to get this thing and knock it out. And when I heard I could get you on the show, you're definitely a guy that I've heard about and I wanted to get on. I was excited to get on, and we do appreciate you stopping by, and we can't wait to find out those pro day numbers when the 29th and the 31st roll around. But before we let you go, we do like to have some fun and throw some off the wall questions your way. You want to take a shot with some of those?
I'll answer a couple. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Now, this question, our last show prior to the draft, we announced our winner. We always count up the names, and we kind of pull them out and find out who's on top. But this question is first for you. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to take the dinner?
It might be Jennifer Lopez. This might be Jennifer Lopez.
Nothing wrong with Jennifer Lopez, man.
Yes.
What's wrong with that, man? Like I said, I get on that. I'm going to tell you, usually, 9 times out of 10 every year for over almost a decade, it's usually Beyonce, Rihanna, Megan Good. Halle Berry used to be in the mix, and, I'm trying to think of Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys used to be a popular name, but now Megan,
yeah.
Rihanna, and Beyonce are usually, you know, they're the staple holds. And how about your head coach, Coach McNair? Does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And would they do it in front of him?
They definitely, yes. Definitely impersonations, but I don't believe nobody would do it in front of him. Yeah, he's a great dude.
Cool. I like that. And then the final one, man, before we let you go tonight. Cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. It's a popular thing now to get something painted on there. What would you want to have, you know, on your cleats?
I had a cousin that died in 08 named Raheem. So, you know, I probably get his name and his birthday on my cleats. And they're probably I don't know. A Bible verse? I don't know. Something.
Yeah. Yeah, no, man. Like I said, it's a question when we thought of questions to ask, and it's become my favorite question because, I mean, we get such a wide range of responses, and usually the response we get from asking what you guys wanted painted on your shoes are some of the most, I think, deepest and serious responses. And like you said, you lost your cousin. He's dear to you, and you want to, you know, show some love to him and kind of, you know, make sure he's living out there, man. So, again, I mean, so many great responses from all you guys. But, man, hey, we always like to tell you, man, stay humble,
stay hungry, be blessed, and, man, I'm telling you, man, best of luck, not only now, moving forward and beyond, but, man, knock those pro days out of the park, man.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that – oh, yeah, no problem, anytime. Once again, that is Timothy Gardner, the standout Alcorn State offensive lineman. And, man, this kid comes across as just a very how can I explain it? I mean, you know, he's just so poetic in his wording and some of the things he said. And the one thing he said about his skill positions, and I was taking my notes, is, you know, he really kind of went in depth on a couple of those things, and I really enjoyed that part of it. And, again, kid's got the skill set. I loved how he said he added 13 pounds of muscle mass down to, what, 6% or 6% of muscle mass, 13% body fat. You know, we'll have to go back and check those numbers out because I don't want to diss him on that. But, man, skill set's there, training down in Exos, big things. I'd love to get this guy on. That's why I'm telling you guys, this is a guy you got to watch out for. And everybody wants to pay attention to the combine and all these big-name guys. But this kid, the skill set's there. Scouts know it. We know it. Hopefully you listen, and then you'll know it. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.